Unit 2. Cultural Theater of Provocativeness. Kabuki is one of the most recognized and loved forms of theater in Japan, as well as throughout the world. It is a form of traditional drama that features highly stylized singing, dancing, and miming. Popular in Japan for nearly four centuries, Kabuki also incorporates spectacular costumes and ornate stage settings to create a unique experience for audiences. Today, Kabuki continues to gain interest because it gives highly talented performers the chance to demonstrate their skills as singers and dancers in well-known and popular roles. It also allows audience members to get involved with the performance by shouting from their seats to the players on the stage. Kabuki began in the 17th century as a crude public amusement that was staged on the streets. In fact, before it became an accepted form of entertainment, Kabuki was legally banned by authorities who felt it was too wild and provocative. However, by the 18th century, Kabuki had gained respect much like those given to other serious art forms. And performances expressing many genuine emotions and challenging ideas were being created. For example, the play Chushingura, 1748, tells the story of 47 ronins, or wandering samurais. The warriors avenge their master's death by killing the man ultimately responsible for it. Also popular at this time were stories of ill-fated lovers who commit suicide in despair because of the love they could not attain. The main purpose of Kabuki is to feature the many talents of the performers in highly stimulating, quick-moving performances. Also, in most Kabuki performances, it is a common practice to end the story with a moral called Kanzen Choaku, which rewards the virtuous and punishes the wicked. This frequently focuses on religious or ethical concerns. For example, the futility of life and the importance of personal duty are morals commonly explored in Kabuki. Often tragedy occurs in these plays when human passion struggles against such great immovable and elemental forces. Unlike Western theater, stories for Kabuki were written with a number of unrelated tales being featured in one play. By the end of the story cycle, many morals emerge rather than just one main idea. After the Japanese Empire surrendered at the end of World War II, Kabuki nearly disappeared from the public. In the aftermath of the war, which ended in Japan's defeat, Kabuki came to represent an old style of thinking that the Japanese started rejecting. However, due to the growing interests of Tetsuji Takachi's popular and innovative productions of the Kabuki classics, it has again become one of the most popular forms of traditional drama with Japanese theater-goers. Many Kabuki performers have also been known to use the theater to launch careers in film or television. Kabuki is also frequently referenced in Japanese popular culture, such as in anime, a popular and well-known form of Japanese animation.